Hey, this is Amber for another edition of the Leading Hearts Instant Writers Podcast, and we are here at AFSA 2016 Cincinnati, and we are here with an awesome AFSA, Carol McLeod.
Yes.
And you have a new book coming out,
I
but
do.
You know, we want to hear about you before
okay.
we hear about your
okay.
book. Tell me a little bit about how you got started in ministry and speaking.
Well, that's a loaded question, Amber, but I'll do my best. You know, we all have a story, don't we? We
yeah.
all have a backstory. But I think it's very important not just to keep your story in a box,
yeah.
but to let it become your message.
Yeah.
Not to waste your pain. That's one of my sayings in life. Don't waste your pain.
Mm.
We all have pain, but let's use it as a springboard for ministry.
Yeah.
And so my story is that married to a pastor, had two great little boys, loved being a mom, and we decided to enlarge our family. And I got pregnant and lost the first baby at 12 weeks, and the second baby at 15 weeks, and the third baby at 16 weeks, and the fourth baby at 19 weeks, 5 days, and the fifth baby at 16 weeks.
Wow.
So I sent 5 babies to heaven. 4 of them I held in my hand as they walked into eternity. And you know, Amber, during those days, we were broke because our insurance didn't pay for infertility.
Yeah.
My hormones were out of control. I was grieving. My arms and my heart were empty.
Mm.
And I was a depressed Christian. I was a depressed believer. I couldn't get my emotional footing. And during those days, I not only was depressed, but I also developed an addiction. And the addiction that I developed wasn't to over-the-counter meds. It wasn't to alcohol. I always say, and it wasn't to chocolate. I already had that one. But the addiction that I developed was to the Word of God.
Oh, wow.
And Amber, the Bible delivered me from that dark spot before my circumstances ever changed. And so now I am passionate. I say to women all the time, look, I cannot change your circumstances, but I can help you process your circumstances. I can give you a strong emotional footing during the worst days of your life. And so that is my passion in life, is to help women live well in spite of their circumstances, because we can do it.
Yeah.
Every believer at every moment in history has had to make this resolve
yeah.
that I will live boldly for the cause of Christ regardless of what my circumstances look like.
Yeah, and I think it's very interesting. I want you to speak to this.
Okay.
How can, especially a speaker or an author that's over in the public eye, how has that taught you to deal with pain in ministry? Like, you are going through personal pain,
mm-hmm.
and you're at the pulpit.
Right. Yeah, you know, my husband was pastoring a church in North Carolina when I was going through all of that, and I'm afraid I wasn't a very good pastor's wife during those days.
Yeah.
I did the best I could do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I did the requisites, taught Sunday school, played the piano, but I wasn't engaging with people's lives,
mm-hmm.
Because I was truly just treading water.
Mm-hmm.
But Amber, one secret I learned during those days, you know, being a woman in ministry, was just go ahead and forgive everybody for every ridiculous thing they're going to say to you. Just ahead of time.
You know, that is true.
Yeah. Just go ahead and forgive them, because people are going to say the wrong things when you're in ministry, when you're up front. You know, they're going to try to fix your problem, try to give you the heart of God. I'll never forget, Amber, after losing the fourth baby, one of the elders' wives came up to me and said, "Well, Carol, now you know it's not God's will." And I said, what's not God's will? And she said, "It's not God's will for you to have any more children." And Amber, because I'm a gracious woman, I was sweet to her. And But honey, I went home and I tore down hell
yes.
in Jesus' name. I got on my face and I said, "I don't know, God, that's not your will. I believe it's your will for me to raise world-changing kids for the kingdom of God."
Yes.
And I'm going to continue to do it. So if you're in ministry and you're dealing with personal pain, forgiveness is a real key to get out of there alive.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and forgive people. And you know, then the other thing that I wish I would have known at the time, Amber, but I know now, is that my pain wasn't all about me. You know, I was internalizing it, but my pain, God was a lot. God did not cause the miscarriages.
Mm-hmm.
God did not cause my babies to die. But He's supernaturally and miraculously used that for me to relate to other women in pain. So learn what you need to learn when you're in the place of pain, because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians that we serve the God of all comfort, and that we are able to comfort others who are in affliction with the same comfort with which we ourselves have been comforted. So when God comforts you in your pain, He doesn't do it to make you comfortable.
Yes.
He does it to turn you into a comforter.
Yeah.
And so now, Amber, that's my life call.
Yeah.
Is to bring joy to women who are living in a dark place. He's working it for good.
Mm. How did your definition of joy change when you went through these very dark periods of your life?
Oh, Amber, that is a great question. Because this is the deal. As Western women of the 21st century, so often we think that joy is living in our dream house, having 5 well-behaved kids, being married to the man of our dreams. But no, that's happy. That's happy. And happy and joy are different. The Bible tells us that joy is found in one place and one place alone. Psalm 16:11. In His presence, there's fullness of joy. All the joy we will ever need this side of heaven is found in hanging out with Jesus.
Yeah.
And so going through great pain, and since that time of sending babies to heaven, dealing with depression, I'm also a cancer survivor. In the last 2 years, I've battled very aggressive cancer. And Amber, it's been the most joyful 2 years of my life.
Wow.
I have experienced such joy in the furnace of cancer that I can't even describe it to you, the joy of His presence. So yes, I've discovered that joy doesn't come from circumstances or people or events or money or health.
Yes.
Joy comes from Jesus. So hunker down and get it.
Now, I know sometimes, I get really bad migraines.
Uh-huh.
And it's really hard to celebrate
inside
a migraine.
Uh-huh.
It's really hard to celebrate, as I said, going through cancer.
Right, right.
Cancer treatment.
Uh-huh.
Coming out of chemo.
Right.
Your first session.
Yeah.
Not feeling good.
Uh-huh.
How do you process joy through immediate pain, knowing that you're limited in that period?
Well, you know, one thing that I really tried to do was to improve my prayer life, because I wasn't able to do much beyond that. And so I would just try to pray for the people that God laid on my heart. And, you know, migraines is a little bit different because it is debilitating. You're in a dark room with no noise.
Yeah.
So really all you can do is pray. I don't know if you can turn on worship music or not. But, you know, and I think in our moments of pain, what we need to do is to get to know the character of God, is to learn who He is in our moment of pain.
Yeah.
But, Amber, battling cancer and, you know, ever since I was a little girl, Amber, I was raised in a Christian home.
Yes.
A Pentecostal home. And I've always asked the Lord to take me to dark places.
Wow.
I don't know. Why does a 6-year-old girl pray that? I don't
know.
But I've always asked God to allow me to take the joy of His presence to dark places.
Wow.
Well, what place is darker than a cancer hospital at Christmas time?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Is there a darker place than an oncologist's office during Thanksgiving week? And that's where the Lord allowed me to go.
Oh, wow.
I went to, and I'm a Christmas-aholic, Amber. I love
Do you have
Christmas.
A lighty up shirt?
I do it all. I start listening to Christmas music October the 1st.
Oh,
I am a fanatic.
So you're the person that really annoys those people who don't like Christmas?
I am.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I am. Get over yourself. You know, we have something to celebrate that we should be doing it all year round.
Mm-hmm.
Another podcast. Okay. And so it was the week between Christmas and New Year's in my cancer journey. I didn't know it, but I was about to get bad news at the oncologist's office. But I would always walk into the doctor's office and say, Lord, I am not here for me. I am not here because the enemy has stricken me with cancer. I am here because there's a person in this room who needs you.
Oh, wow.
And so I sat next to this woman who had a gray complexion, no hair. We all had gray complexions and no hair. And I sat beside her and I said, how are you doing? And she said, not very well. And I said, you're not? Why not? And she looked at me like I was the stupidest person on the face of the planet. And she said, because I'm dying. And she said it just like that. And I said to her, well, you know, none of us gets out of here alive. And that broke down the wall. And wow. We began to share and talk. And I began to give her hope and faith. And I knew that one of us was about to get called in. So after about 5 to 7 minutes, I said to her, can I pray for you? And Amber, she started to gut heave, sob. And she said, Carol, I've had cancer for 7 years and nobody has said, can I pray for you? Not one person. And I prayed for her and I said, Jesus, if it was for her, thank you. Thank you for letting me go to this dark place at Christmas time to pray for a girl who just needs a savior. And Amber, is that not what our lives are about? Whether it's migraines or infertility or singleness or divorce or bankruptcy, aren't our lives about taking the message of Jesus to a world in pain? Isn't that why we're alive today?
So amazing. What an awesome ministry.
Thank you,
to be able to take that. And I say your ministry is wherever you find your feet.
It is.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I know you have this book coming
out. I do.
Joy for All Seasons.
Yes, ma'am.
When is it dropping?
It's dropping September the 1st. It's a 52-week devotional that will give you joy every week of the year in every season of life.
That is so awesome. Thank you for joining us.
Amber,
tell us where we can find your stuff.
Yes, www.justjoyministries.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Carol, for being with
us today. Oh, Amber, I loved it. Thank you. I could